A few miles down a gravel road in Scottsville sits a brown building with the words Advanced Canine Academy in block letters above the door. Behind the building sit four vehicles, windows dusty and tires flat, a box truck, two Jeep Cherokees, and a sedan. They serve as part of a training ground for these future canine officers. A marijuana-scented tennis ball is tossed into the car, and one of the dogs in training races after it, searching high and low to find which crevice or under which seat the ball went. When the dog emerges, Gene England implores a handful of students to remember what they saw.
Well, what was he doing?
Bouncing from back to front, back to side.
Jumping, spinning, barking, licking, biting, every bit of that stuff. You'll find more drugs off those indications than you'll ever find off this one. So you're going to remember as of day one, when you write in your journal, you've got to write how your dog behaved today out here. You log it. What did you do?
Law enforcement and government officials say drug trafficking is becoming more and more common in these parts, even though Kentucky is a long way from the Texas border with Mexico.
We just recently had one of our dogs down in Ojai County just hit 8 pounds of crystal meth and 1.5 pounds of heroin. We've never encountered heroin in all my years in Kentucky until recently.
For over 4 decades, England has been training dogs, law enforcement dogs in particular. His rural property in Allen County has plenty of space for the dogs and their handlers to learn the ropes. They train them for use as patrol dogs, narcotics dogs, and bomb-sniffing dogs. Most of the canines that England trains aren't from here. They're mainly from Germany, Slovakia, and Hungary, brought to this country specifically for police work.
Same thing makes a thoroughbred horse a racehorse. Same thing makes a quarter horse a cattle horse. The dog has to have the characteristics that's conducive to doing this kind of work. Most of the ones we use here are going to be German Shepherds, Malinois, Dutch Shepherds, or a cross of.
He says they may be different breeds, but all of them have one thing in common.
We don't use mean, vicious dogs. They have to be very, very sociable. First criteria, very, very sociable. They got to live. These dogs right here live in the families. You know, they got to be sociable. They got to have certain drives. Got to have strong hunt drive, strong prey drive, desire to play with a toy. Because they're not hunting drugs. They don't know what a drug is. They just know that their toy smells like certain prescribed drugs. Hunting for the toy.
As much as the training classes at the Advanced Canine Academy are geared toward the dogs, they're also about training the officer who will become the handlers.
Take your aviator glasses, your weapons, and your badges and put them back in your car. Because you're not no policeman in here, you're students. First thing they got to learn, don't bring your police officer attitude in here.
England says he works with police chiefs and sheriffs to select officers who will be ready to be a canine handler.
I like to have 3 to 5 years of police experience already. They got to know how to already be a police officer before they learn to be a canine. Because a canine is a new tool and also a weapon that's going to be used in their duties. But the main thing about it, they got to have a good, solid, stable arrest records. I don't want an officer that uses a lot of excessive force. I want an officer that uses his brain and not his brawn. So I don't want one that's noted for going out there and snagging and jerking people around, because he's going to misuse that tool. These dogs that's in this class have already been pre-trained up to a certain level. So most of them is going to have at least 3 months of training prior to the officers coming in. And they're going to be in here in a range of 4 to 8 weeks, depending on. Now, two of them are officers that are being retrained with fully trained dogs. And that's where the officers that were the handlers have been replaced for whatever reason, and there's new handlers put with them. So these dogs are retrainable. And two of them are being reprocessed and retrained, so those dogs won't be here as long. The other guys will be here as of Monday from that point on, approximately 8 weeks, up to about the middle of January, you know. So it takes about 8 weeks to learn how to be a handler.
Throughout the training, just as the dogs receive reinforcement, so too do the officers.
Why does a dog pursue prey? Give me one.
See?
To kill it, to eat it. Give me the second one. To play with it. This is the way I'm constantly testing these people. Because if I don't get them living it and thinking it, then they ain't never going to be very good at what they're supposed to be doing.
England, a former All-America football player, has a looming physical presence and a personality to match.
If you don't spend the time doing the footer and foundation right, the house crumbles.
I like a dog with linebacker mentality. Possessiveness. Has he given it up yet? Has he laid it down yet?
Most people are consistently inconsistent. And what brings on normally inconsistence? Mental laziness and physical laziness. It brings it on.
He's well-versed in not only dog breeding and training, but also law enforcement techniques, giving him a close relationship with the officers he trains.
They're not going to have respect for just a civilian that just talking to it, you know, to them in a civilian manner. I'm going to talk to them in a language they understand. And I've been doing it 42 years, so it comes pretty natural.
At times, the training doesn't look much different from an average dog owner playing fetch with a tennis ball. But the exercises are meant to determine how aggressively a dog will go after his toy, how much relentlessness he shows in stopping at nothing to get it. When he bangs his head on a table or chair or slips on the concrete while in pursuit, the officers in the class rate the dogs and desire to find the toy, knowing that that one day may translate into finding a large stash of drugs, a suspect, or an explosive.
It ain't no vacation. They'll come up here and they'll do it real. And they'll be under stress. And if they don't do it my way, it'll be the highway. Because I don't want to be responsible for their death.
England, tapping the table with the knuckles of his right hand, says he's never lost a police officer in the line of duty. But a couple of police dogs have fallen. Most were killed protecting their handler.
I don't like overly aggressive dogs, but I want a dog, when I say perform, they got to go from 0 to 50. I mean, they can't just stand there and think, well, should I not? No. We put them through stages of suspicion, threat, danger, pain. They got to understand all of it.
His goal is to prepare these canine officers and their handlers for all situations, much the way he seems to be after 42 years in the business. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Emil Moth.